The following program has been pre-recorded to air at this time.
To have your nonprofit featured, email psa@lotusradio.com. And now it's time for Lotus Radio's public service show, In Depth.
It is the season of giving, and it is also the season to start thinking about your health. Honestly, every day you should be thinking about your health. Thankfully, you do have a wonderful nonprofit in our community that is making our health a priority, and that is Urban Roots. And their executive director, Jenny Angus, is on with us this morning. And Jenny, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays. Thanks for having us, Connie.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. As you know, I'm a huge supporter of Urban Roots. I feel very lucky that my younger daughter is 12 years old, and I can't tell you how many summers she spent with Urban Roots and how many programs she's gone with you. But I truly do believe in the mission and the work that Urban Roots is doing. It is important to have a healthy community, and Urban Roots is a big part of that, educating our community about health. And you've really grown over the last few years, no pun intended.
Yes, we absolutely have. And thank you so much for your kind words. We love our camp families, and you've really helped us share our message with the community time and time again. So thank you so much. It's been a fun journey over the last few years, for sure.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that a lot of people may not understand about Urban Roots is, in the beginning, it was an organization, a nonprofit that was dedicated to kids, really educating kids about where their food comes from, learning about gardening. And you were doing it with a hands-on approach, whether it was school gardens on the campus, whether you were inviting students to come out to your garden, or whether you were inviting them out for great activities on the farm throughout the weekend. You were engaging with the community. And then the pandemic hit. And what you really realize is that the community needed Urban Roots. And now your focus has broadened. You're kind of reaching out to all aspects of our community. What would you say is the most important thing that someone can learn from Urban Roots?
You know, Urban Roots wants to simplify things and empower you on your journey to optimal health. So if we could take our flagship children's programming, where we're teaching kiddos to be food explorers, and expand that to individuals of all ages, which we have done this year, it's been so incredible to see the responses from our community. So this year, we actually launched our Gardening for All series, and this was an expansion of our garden classrooms, those school gardens that we were doing, and we're providing gardens for everyone now. So different families are reaching out for garden builds, other nonprofits are reaching out, businesses can reach out, and it's been really fun. So this year, we did 11 gardens, and we have over 47 applications for gardens next season.
So this idea was that you could have a garden and really show people that anyone can have a garden. It doesn't matter where you are.
Yes.
So that you can be in charge of your health by growing your own fruits and vegetables. And like you said, you know, growing the program, again, no pun intended, has been amazing to watch. But I think people during the pandemic really started to think about, wait a minute, you know, where does my food come from? How can I be more in charge of my own health? How can I be on top of, you know, you look at the cost of groceries right now. If you can grow your own food, you could save yourself some money.
Absolutely. And then you're getting optimal nutrition. Like you're growing it in your backyard. You harvest it and eat it. How fantastic is that? And so we definitely expanded with our Gardening for All programs to build gardens all over. And then we also launched our Dead Plant Society. And this is our Gardening 101 series for individuals that are fearful that they are doomed with a black thumb. We want to get them out, and we want to get them empowered and excited to grow the food. And so then what's next? What do they do once they grow it? What if they don't know how to cook Swiss chard, or they have no idea when to harvest that turnip and then try to eat it? And that is definitely a missing component to our programming, is that cooking component.
And you are moving forward with that. You know,
yes.
You have the new expansion of your kitchens that you've been adding to the farm. And this is exactly what you're, the expansion to that farm to table, right?
Absolutely.
It's like, hey, you're right. If I go home with an eggplant, what am I supposed to do with it?
Absolutely.
If I've never had an eggplant before.
Yes.
I think the great story about this that I find interesting is this was something you really learned from kids.
Yes.
Is that you were bringing, you know, they were growing the vegetables, they were taking them home. And then a mom would be like, thanks for the eggplant. eggplant, but what do I do with this?
Yes, how did you get my kid to eat kale? Also, what is this kale chip recipe? We're like, oh, yeah, we'll share that with you. And so then the parents were more excited. The kids were excited and the parents were excited. So really, ultimately, Urban Roots is pausing and listening to the community. And when we see that there's a gap, or when we have individuals of all ages requesting our hands-on experiential opportunities to learn, we listen. And so it's been a really fun journey getting engaged with the community in a different capacity and filling these gaps, whether it's through seed-to-table nutrition or inviting everyone out to the farm to experience a little taste of Urban Roots.
We're talking with Jenny Angus. She is the executive director for Urban Roots, a local nonprofit that is truly committed to bettering the health of our community through garden-based education. And now it's the entire community, not just kids, it is adults. And coming up on December 4th, I am very excited to say that I will be your cordial MC for Urban Roots Harvesting Health Brunch fundraiser. It's going to happen at the gorgeous Virgil. The ticket sales are going directly to support Urban Roots and their gardening program that you were just talking about.
Yeah.
You know, when we first sat down to start talking about this and you told me the number of applicants that had applied for gardens, I was absolutely shocked. To me, what that says is that you're also doing your work because the community understands the importance of having a garden, having a community garden, whether it's at work or whether it's at your Girl Scout location, whether it is at your business. This is an opportunity for you to be a part of creating better health within the community.
Absolutely. And it starts by planting a seed, and then the opportunities unfold after that. You get to try new foods with your families. You get to try new foods with your community. You get to then cook new dishes that you maybe haven't had before. We have a really cool partnership with Renown Health, and we are on their urban teaching farm. It's actually their land, and they believe in us because food is medicine. We're so grateful they funded a new series this year, and it's called Life Cycle Cooking Workshop Series. And so for every age group, you know, your nutritional needs are different. So based on that age range, our registered dietitian actually has created curriculum to share this information with families and simplify the process. We really just want to empower you and get you excited about making these small changes that ultimately will lead to a healthier lifestyle.
And it's really interesting to me when I see people out at your garden. What I find is that the more that they're engaged, whether, like you said, planting the seeds, harvesting the fruits and vegetables, there's a desire to follow through, to make that healthy recipe.
Yes.
When you're part of the process from start to finish, there is something about like, wow, you've made it to the finish line. You made that delicious salad.
Yes.
Or you were able to cook up those mushrooms or make that amazing squash and have it taste so good. And now all of a sudden you've introduced yourself to either a new food that you may have never tried before, or you're introducing yourself to better health.
Yes, absolutely. And I love what you said about being a part of the whole process. You're more excited and more passionate about the outcome. I personally had a little lemon tree and I was like, okay, it's finally grown a couple lemons. And I wanted to make sure that every part of those precious lemons was used. Like, okay, so then I can use the rind here and then I'll use the lemon juice. Like, it was just like this beautiful piece of fruit that you can go and buy a bag from the store, but it's not the same as growing it yourself. And it's so exciting when you can take your fruits, literally your fruits of labor, and turn it into something beautiful.
This very amazing brunch fundraiser that we're going to do on December 4th over at the Virgil. Not only are you going to be able to come out and enjoy a delicious meal from Blend Catering, all those healthy things like the arugula and herb salad, you're going to have the grilled herb chicken breast, the almond risotto, you've got roasted cauliflower, all of the things that we love so much. But you're also going to really give us an insight into what these gardens are like. And we have something extra special planned so that you, as a community member, can help us build these gardens.
Absolutely. It's going to be so fun. We're so excited that you're partnering with us for this event. We also want to make sure that this is an opportunity for our community to talk about the issues that we're seeing around food insecurity and who is stepping up to the plate to try to help combat these issues. And so really, it's going to be a fun afternoon, delicious food. We'll have drinks by Ramblin' Libations, and then the extra special build at the end with Connie Ray.
Yes, I'm very excited for this. And it really is an opportunity for you to be a part of continuing the mission of Urban Roots to create a healthier community, to get people engaged in gardening, to see what it means to really start down a path of healthy eating. And if you are there from seed to table, you appreciate it. There truly is something about it. Like you were joking about your lemon tree. I remember the very first time that I had sunflowers that came in and I could not believe I actually did this.
Pictures.
Oh my gosh. And I was so excited. I'm sending you pictures and we were roasting our sunflowers and there's just something magical about it. And I will also say that I did this with my young daughter. Mm-hmm. So here we were growing these sunflowers. You know, she's 10, 11 years old. This is a project we're working on together. She's learning about gardening. I'm learning about gardening. We're learning about providing a healthy meal for one another. We have grown some cabbage. We have grown some carrots. You know, we've kind of expanded. We have an herb garden inside our home now that we utilize.
Yay.
So it's interesting, I think, that you kind of get the garden, like the taste. You try it once and you're like, whoa, I can grow this.
Yes.
And then I can move forward and be in charge of your own health.
Absolutely. So Connie, when your daughter first came to camp, if we said, okay, Connie, now we would like you as the camp mom to go and create a garden and let us know how it goes when you harvest and cook meals with it. Like that never would have happened.
No, not at
all. It was baby steps. And she came, she was excited. She would eat the food at camp and come home and tell you about the food at camp.
Yep.
And you were more empowered. And so it really is this wonderful cycle of building this educational value around food and where it comes from and then eating it. That's the best part.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the joy of Urban Roots is not only are you supporting them, but you're eating. And then you're eating at this event. Again, December 4th, it's going to be happening over at the Virgil. It's a great opportunity for you to come out, learn more about Urban Roots if you've never really been involved with the organization, or as you move into the new year, if you're looking at nonprofits that are really doing unique work in the community, I would say Urban Roots is on that list. The fact that you are putting community health at the top, mm-hmm. like as you said earlier, food is medicine.
Yes.
That is why you have your partnership with Renown. The better we eat, the more medications many people get off. If we change our diets, we're in charge of what we're eating. Do you really know what you're putting in your mouth every day?
Mm-hmm.
At this brunch, you're going to learn a lot about this, and you're also going to be a part of building more gardens in our community.
Yes.
This is going to be a lot of fun. If people want to get tickets or they want to learn more about Urban Roots, how do they do that?
Follow us on social. It's Urban Roots NV. And you can also go on our website, urgc.org, to learn a little bit more about our programs and our upcoming events.
I am thrilled to be a part of this event at the Virgil again, December 4th. Please get your tickets. I have brought a lot of friends. I'm actually bringing a girlfriend of mine to this event that were, you know, they kind of knew about Urban Roots, but I've started bringing them to more events. And they're always so impressed by your commitment to growing your program, right? We're talking about this, what you did during the pandemic. You really saw a community need and you said, okay, you know, let us expand our programs. Let's reach out. You know, the teaching garden that you utilize is amazing. The fact that you now have a kitchen, you're going to start teaching people how to cook. Like, great, we have these delicious carrots. What the heck do I do with them?
Exactly.
What can I make?
Yes.
You know, this is the next step moving forward. And I think that as we look at our community, we are continuing to grow in population. And that also means that we want to look at, are we straining our healthcare system? If you're eating better, exercising, getting outdoors, that's another component of gardening that I enjoy so much is the outside, being outside in that.
And it's hands-on.
Absolutely.
Get your hands
dirty. Totally. That's exactly it. You really do feel like you're a part of it. It's your hands that are in it. You're a part of growing this. You're a part of growing the community by supporting Urban Roots. And I can tell you right now, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to build some gardens in quotes on December 4th that you're going to be a part of. So I'm very excited about this. Please join us. It is the Harvesting Health Brunch Fundraiser. It's happening December 4th at the Virgil, a brunch to support Urban Roots. All of the ticket sales do go directly back to Urban Roots. They're gardening for all programs. They are building new gardens for families, schools, and nonprofits here in Northern Nevada. And to me, I think about all the food that's going to be in our community that's going to taste so good.
Oh, it's going to taste so good. So many more opportunities to gather with your neighbor.
Absolutely. And of course, by supporting this program, that means that you are allowing Urban Roots to continue to grow their mission. Again, this is really about making sure that every family in our community, they know about Urban Roots, they have access to Urban Roots. Mm-hmm. This is, like, I love that you say this garden is for you. Yeah. Your community garden really is for the community. And imagine if you were one of these businesses that had your very own community garden. What would that do for the community around you? And if you can be a part of building those gardens in this very fun and very unique way on December 4th, I highly encourage you to come out for it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, find out more information. You can find Urban Roots on social media, both Instagram and on Facebook. And we cannot wait to see you out at the Harvesting Health Brunch fundraiser on December 4th at the Virgil. Again, find out more information by visiting their website at
urgc.org. And there's going to be lots of incredible raffles. So you definitely want to come out and bid on some of these.
Especially for the holidays. I tell you right now, you've got to go to these wonderful nonprofit events. The silent auctions are going to help you get all of your holiday shopping done.
Do good for the community. Yes. Knock out some shopping.
Yes. Enjoy some great food. Learn about Urban Roots. Yes. It's going to be an amazing day, and I cannot wait to be your MC December 4th as we get set to celebrate with Urban Roots. It's their Harvesting Health Brunch fundraiser at the Virgil. You have been listening to In Depth. Thank you again to Jenny Angus, Executive Director of Urban Roots.
Thank you.
You are listening to In Depth on Lotus Radio, and your nonprofit could be featured on the show. Email psa@lotusradio.com. And now back to In Depth.
December 4th, the streets of Reno are going to feel like street vibrations all over again. Every year since 1980, bikers from all over are riding in Reno's Toy Run, and we're excited to talk to one of them right now. Troy Regas is the chairman for the Northern Nevada Confederation of Clubs, here to talk about this. First of all, when I look at this, I cannot believe it's Troy, 42 years you have been providing toys for children in need in our community. That is a very long time. And I also want to say, you always hear that like these biker clubs don't get along, but all of a sudden, like on December 4th, that is not true at all.
We have over 50 clubs in the Northern Nevada Confederation of Clubs, and we all get along.
What is this toy drive mean to you, and how have you been able to keep this going for 42 years?
Well, it means a lot, you know, especially if you grow up and you didn't have anything as a child, so it even means more. But there are a lot of kids out there that wouldn't have anything if we didn't help them. There are charities out there that need money, and so we support them too. And it's a great cause, and so we step up for it.
No, I love that you say that this is the real meaning of Christmas. You're providing hope. You're making sure that children have something to unwrap under the tree each holiday on this very special Christmas morning. But it's also about a community that's coming together. You're seeing a need. And even before we started this, we were talking about prices are up, cost of living is very expensive. Are you seeing an increase in the need this year?
Yeah, we do see an increase, and we also see that it's harder for us to get donations out there because, you know, everyone is a little more strapped than normal. So it's a task, and we're up for it.
How do you get people to get involved? Let's talk about this. You purchase tickets, which is another way for you to raise money so you can buy those toys for the kids. How do people do this?
Okay, well, if you're going on the toy run, absolutely. We're selling tickets at Reno Harley, Carson Harley. We have, if you know anyone in a motorcycle club, they're out selling tickets. We don't actually make a lot of money off the ticket sales. We give great value on our ticket. In other words, if you buy a ticket and you're going on our toy run, we feed you, we give you a pin, and we give you a t-shirt. Of course, you have to bring along a toy, or toys, we hope, but it's great value for that $25.
And if you're just someone that wants to participate, they want to bring out a toy, they really believe in the cause, they want you to continue on this year, how does that person get involved?
So we have toy drops all over. You can go to Reno Toy Run, the website, and you can see we have toy runs, and they're all over, Fernley, Carson, you know, everywhere, Reno, Sparks. You can go to any toy drop location, drop your toys, and they're all collected, and then, you know, we distribute them at a at our sorting place, and everyone gets toys.
For the individuals that may be hearing this and thinking, oh my gosh, I know a family in need, is there still time for those families to register?
Absolutely. So any of them can go to the Reno Toy Run website, and on that website, you can simply write in saying, hey, I'm a mother, I have three kids, age a girl 4, a boy 5, another boy 10, and you tell us their ages, and we'll actually sort the toys for their age groups.
Are there needs right now? Are you seeing more like we need toys for older kids? Are you struggling to find kids for toys for younger kids? What is the most need that you're looking for at this point?
So the hardest part is the older children, absolutely. You know, everyone brings the old teddy bear, and so the little kids are easy to take care of. But it's absolutely 13 and up. That's the hardest group. You know, they want, you know, computer stuff, tech stuff, makeup. They just want more of their age group. So, you know, it is harder to get toys for them.
Will you take gift cards for
Absolutely.
The older ones? Okay, perfect.
We'll take anything.
That's awesome. What
right.
a great addition to have that as well. We're talking with Troy Regas. He is the chairman for the Northern Nevada Confederation of Clubs. It is happening again this year. So excited for the 42nd annual Reno Toy Run, December 4th. You can find out more information by going to their website, which is renotoyrun.com. Yes, Jim, you're going to jump in here.
I want to jump. Ben, I'm sorry to do this, but one of the things that we're really missing is the fact that for all of these years, the Confederation of Clubs have been doing the toy run, but a number of years ago, we started adding something, because the money that is made from all of our sponsors goes to our community. Last year, the Northern Nevada Confederation of Clubs gave away $75,000
wow.
to local charities, everything from veterans to homeless shelters to kids. So this is also a very, very important part of this toy run.
Well, it's like you said, Troy, you've got a lot of nonprofits that are struggling. You know, we're on this show in depth, and this is what it's really about, is an opportunity for nonprofits to reach out. We're coming up on Giving Tuesday, which is just around the corner, and you're absolutely right. Not only is it, you know, here you guys are just coming together as clubs, putting together a great toy run, but many of these nonprofits right now, the need is high. You know, I just recently had an interview with the Food Bank of Northern Nevada, record year of people that are needing food. So to have an organization like yours that is continuing to be committed to this community outside of the toy run. And with that being said, I do want to highlight some of the things that you do. You talk about your work with veterans. If you could touch on that, they are such a huge, important part of our community.
So, and I do want to say that the Reno Toy Run is a 501c3.
Perfect.
So we are completely tax deductible. And the three groups we do work with are veterans, kids, and then women's shelters. Veterans mean a lot to us. A lot of bikers are veterans. And so we do really support the veterans groups. But the kids are important too, and same with women. So all three, that's our what we try to point out, what we try to help donate to. So $75,000. This year's goal is $100,000, and we're going to try to hit them all.
And again, you can be a part of the giving by visiting their website at renotoyrun.com. It gives you information about how you can be part of the motorcycle run itself. If you want to make a donation, send in a donation, you can do that as well. Troy, I have to say this, as you think about bikers, and I know I'm going to stereotype the two of you here, this is the most compassionate thing. The fact that you have done this for so long, the driving force behind of this, you know, no pun intended, is that you see a need and you are a group of individuals that truly does care. If people want to see this, because I've had an opportunity to see you roll through town, talk to me about the hours. So if we want to be out on the streets and see you guys out and about on December 4th, where can we find you?
So we start at Reno Hartley. Kickstand's up at noon sharp. We have a warehouse that we're going to out on Longley where we'll end the event. We'll hand out flyers that day. But you'll see the motorcyclists. We'll all have toys strapped to our motorcycles. And then at the end, we're just going to have huge rooms full of toys, and we'll have a toy sorting and we'll distribute them all over. So not only do we help families, but we help charities and we help some schools that are, I think they're called D4 schools, which are low income. And so there's like four schools that we bring them all kinds of toys to.
That is so awesome.
So we fill a pretty big need.
For you moving forward, I mean, obviously this is going to be a huge year. You have a huge ask. You're moving into $100,000 is the goal this year. If someone is listening to this for the first time and they want to find out more information about how to get involved with the Northern Nevada Confederation of Clubs, how do they do that?
Like I said, you can probably, if you know any biker group, you can go to them. You can go to any Harley shop, motorcycle shop, and they'll tell you about us. But you can go to the Reno Toy Room website. And on that website, it has how you can donate, where you can donate. It has where you can drop off toys. We have toy locations all over. But it will pretty much give you the imprint of where we're at.
Jim McClain is a legend here in Northern Nevada, and you've been a part of this for many, many years, Jim. It's like coming home when you're here with all of us here at Lotus. What does this toy run mean to you?
The folks that that we help, number one, the Northern Nevada Confederation of Clubs is, as Troy said, 50 clubs. And you'll find that especially during what most people consider the riding season, every weekend there is something going on. One of the clubs is putting on something. And I would say 75 to 90% of every one of them is charity-based, trying to help, whether it is a downed rider, someone who has gone down we try to help take care of their family while they're convalescing, they can't work, or whether it's we were talking about veterans and the Veterans Guest House is one of the charities. So this has always been, I don't know, special for me because we get a chance to help and we get a chance to do it with people that, I don't know, are really enthusiastic about helping our community.
Absolutely. I think that really is what it's all about. I mean, as you mentioned, you know, this is about hope and providing hope, but it is about community. Mm-hmm. And you could not have been as successful and had a 42-year run had it not been thanks to the support of the community.
Right.
And again, I just want to say thank you to you, Troy, to the Confederation of Clubs for being a part of this and creating this and really making this a special event that happens in the community. And you can find out more information. Again, the website is renotoyrun.com. And as we wrap things up this morning, Troy, moving forward over the next, I mean, do you think you can do another 42 years? Maybe well, not you personally.
I don't know if I can do another 42 years, but I believe that this toy run will still be going in 42 years. I believe that through the COC and other people stepping up after us, that this thing will go on 100 years. I don't know what we'll be riding then, but it will definitely be...
Hover bikes.
Right. Who knows? Who knows? But I believe there's a need and it will be filled.
Absolutely. And for you, Jim, where do you see this going in the next 5 or 10 years? Just continuing to support the community and the passions that you have.
Tell you what, the bikers most everywhere, but I've noticed bikers in this community are some of the most caring, giving people, men or women, doesn't make any difference what kind of bike they're riding. It's two wheels, and they have, and those two wheels, it's amazing, are connected to a heart, to compassion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you both so much for all that you do for the community and for giving a space for motorcyclists to come and to have a passion. And with that passion comes a desire to better the community. And I think that's really what you've given to
Absolutely.
The riders is an
right.
opportunity to have something they can be proud of. I can tell you right now, if you're out and about December 4th, make sure that you check this out. It is probably one of the best things you've ever seen. And you might even see a couple of Santa Clauses. You might.
At least.
At least a few.
Yep.
Well, thank you both so very
thank
much.
You.
Troy Regas is the chairman for the Northern Nevada Confederation of Clubs. Looking forward to it. We will see you out there. It's the Reno Toy Run. It's going to be happening December 4th. And find out more information by visiting renotoyrun.com.
Thank you for listening to In Depth. To have your nonprofit featured, please email psa@lotusradio.com and tune in next Sunday morning.